and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the ground of things which are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and is that He is a rewarder of them that seek Him. Faith is the ground of things which are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the ground of things which are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and is that He is a rewarder of them that seek Him. I am crucified with Christ, but I live, yet not I anymore, but Christ liveth in me. And in that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who hath loved me and hath given Himself for me. Hey! Faith is the ground of things which are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Faith, for many subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained the promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Of weak who made strong, waxed valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. The women received, the dead raised to life, others also were wrapped and would not be delivered, that they might receive a better resurrection. And others have been tried by mocking and scourging, yeah, moreover by bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were hewn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered up and down in sheepskins and in goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Whom the world was not worthy of, they wandered in wilderness, especially in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all through faith obtained good report and received not the promise. Hey! Faith is the ground of things which are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you by to hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you would like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're looking to check out the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two videos at the top of the page. The one on the right side is the show from this morning. So if you'd like to catch that, you can do so up until 6 in the morning, at which time we'll be live in that area. I'm probably going to do part two of that tomorrow. So you want to get caught up, go ahead and check that out. On the left side of the page is where we're at. And I know you guys on the video platforms, you're seeing yesterday's show, but it is there. I don't know why it takes so long to populate sometimes in certain browsers or certain parts of the country. But we are live there, so you can click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and that'll take you over to the chat on Rumble. We've got a lot of friends over there this afternoon, so good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. While you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there, as well as dlive.tv at the Sons of Liberty. And we've still got our issue with Facebook right now. We are streaming live on Bradley's Facebook page, but we also have a new Sons of Liberty media page. So if you guys want to subscribe to that, we'd appreciate that support as well. And when they got that back up there, then we'll be streaming live on the rest of those Facebook pages again. I don't know when that's going to be. They didn't say how long this is or whatever. So I don't know. But as soon as it is, we'll be streaming live over there. But you can go ahead and subscribe to that. You'll get our feed for the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and such like that. With that said, those of you tuning in listening for Bradley, Bradley is taking care of some business this afternoon, and so he asked that I'd fill in. Now, next week, you've got me the whole week again, from the 19th to the 27th, I think. So we're gonna have a lot of stuff going on over the next week, the Lord willing. You're going to have me for the whole week into the next week, I guess, and Sunday too. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. So we'll be with you then. So yeah, be in prayer for me. That's those weeks, boy, they burn you out really, really good. So just be in prayer for me. I'm happy to take the opportunity, but they do take their toll. They really do. And if you're, by the way, if you're a preacher or you've been a speaker, especially a preacher though, you know that after you get up and you preach, man, you are just, you're spent. I mean, you really are. It's great. You got the energy when you're going, but you're spent. When I used to teach and things, if I went to another church or something like that or any of those, man, when I come home, I was just beat from it. But happy to do it. Really, really thankful for the opportunities. Now, I'm going to just take some time today. I know. You know, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. But again, this is stuff that concerns us here in the United States. And, you know, I saw this the other week and I just thought to myself, this seems a no-brainer, doesn't it? Qatar is wanting to give Donald Trump a very expensive palace in the sky plane. So he can use it for Air Force One while they're doing upgrades on Air Force One. This is the report out of, this was ABC News, just giving the report here. President Donald Trump's readiness to accept a luxury jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar for conversion into a presidential aircraft has revived the conversations around emoluments and the notion of a president otherwise allegedly profiting off of the office. Here's what he said. I would never be one to turn down that kind of an offer. No, because, hey, I'm going to get it. You know, nobody else is. It's me, right? That's what he told reporters. I could be a stupid person and say, no, we don't want a free, very expensive airplane. Or you could be a criminal and say, yes, we do want it from a known funder of Islamic terrorists. In fact, one of the largest funders of Islamic terrorism is the state of Qatar. And so this is what they've got. And Donald Trump is saying, nope, I would like to have that. This would be a great gift to have. What's interesting is Article 1 bars anyone who holds government office from accepting any present, emolument, office, or title from any king, prince, or foreign state without congressional consent. They can't do it. Okay? Article 2 deals with domestic emoluments, noting that Congress can't increase or decrease the president's compensation during the term, his term in office, and prohibits the president from receiving any emolument from the states. So you would think this is a pretty simple thing, right? I mean, I had this up earlier, and for whatever reason, it just sort of disappeared. They changed the title or whatever, but you can, let me just show you what they did. So this was, this was NBC. MAGA allies criticized Trump deal to take a Qatari jet as Air Force One. They were citing such people as Laura Loomer. They were citing people like, what's the guy's name? Shapiro, Ben Shapiro, and the one who calls himself the one or whatever. He's got that squeaky little voice, lawyer, Mark Levin. All those guys criticized him. Yeah, of course it's a bribe. That's exactly what it is. And you go, well, what's he getting for it? That's not the point. Let me ask you something. Why would the president of the United States accept a plane that he's going to fly on from a state that is a funder of Islamic terrorism? Not only are there questions of security in mind here, but just the appearance of impropriety is that. I mean, it calls into question a person's trust of what's going on there. Not that there aren't questions already, but we're going to look at some of this. We're going to look at what our founders said. We're going to look at what the Constitution said. We're going to look at some definitions and see what's going on here and make a judgment on it. But it's pretty simple, right? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've been tuning in for Bradley Dean, he's not off today. He's doing things, but he asked me if I fill in for him today. So he will be back with you, Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon at the same time. All right. Let me just throw this in here a second, because I was able to find the one where the people who are even supporters of Donald Trump, they're calling out this. I showed you the thing there. They had taken it off of the site and they changed it to a different name, and they changed all the structure of whatever the article was about. But I was able to find something that's very similar. This was from, of all places, Business Insider. This is Laura Loomer. I love President Trump. I would take a bullet for him, but I have to call a spade a spade. We cannot accept a $400 million gift from jihadists in suits. This is really going to be such a strain on the or stain on the administration. If this is true, I'm so disappointed. Okay. Disappointed? Would she say that if Joe Biden was doing it? Or Barack Obama? Or is it just when Trump is doing it? This is not disappointing. It's against the law. It's against the law. And I'm going to show you that in just a minute. I don't know if I was thinking they probably carried the other guys. Mark Levin, here he is. Radio host and Trump backer took text to accuse Qatar of spreading anti-American propaganda. He said, their jet and all the other things they are buying in our country does not provide them with the cover they seek. Ben Shapiro. Taking sacks of goodies from people who support Hamas, Israel, Muslim Brotherhood, Al Jazeera, all the rest, that's not America first. Yeah. It's not. Like, please define America first in a way that says you should take sacks of cash from the Qatari royals who are behind Al Jazeera. If you want President Trump to succeed, this kind of skeezy stuff needs to stop. Well, then tell Trump to stop it. Tell him not to entertain it. Ben, come on, man. Anyway, there you see, even those who support him are saying this is a bad idea. Okay. Now, just to lay this out before we get into things, the state that's offering this to him is Qatar. Qatar supports Hamas. They funded Al-Qaeda. Now, if you don't know, you take time and look it up. You can listen to congressmen explain it and on the floor that Israel's the one who funded, controlled, done all that stuff with Hamas. Al-Qaeda, that's a creation of the CIA. These are not just rogue Islamic terrorists. I mean, that is what their basis is for. But they're being controlled by these governments. Not only funding Al-Qaeda, but their affiliates. They also support Al-Nusra. And they're involved with the Muslim Brotherhood. That's Qatar. These are the people who are wanting to give Donald Trump a $400 million palace in the sky plane. Now, let me ask you something. If I or Bradley were offered a $400 million plane, and we're not even in government, and we were offered it by Qatar, wouldn't you think there was something fishy going on with us? Yeah, I think you would think there was something fishy going on if we were offered that and we wanted to accept it. You would think there was something real funny about that, right? Now, I know some people could say, oh, well, the Lord provided it. Well, okay. But I can tell you, we would say no to it just on the issue of what it appeared to be. That's what it would be. So the law applies to Republicans, and it applies to Democrats, and it applies to independents and libertarians and whatever you want to call yourself. The law is the law. So what does the law say? Well, let's go over to the Constitution. And there we read in Article 2, Section 4, which is right at the end there, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. This is anybody, president, vice president, all civil officers. In other words, anyone in government, they're removed through the impeachment process, right? These guys who are supposed to serve the people, if they're found out they're serving themselves and foreign entities over the people, they're to be impeached. Now, impeached does not bring prosecution. That comes next. And that's what we look at when we go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clauses 6 and 7. Clause 6 says the impeachment trials, the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. Okay? Then Clause 7 says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Okay? So, there's an impeachment, if the person is actually impeached, they are found guilty and they're impeached. Well, they're impeached by the House. So then that goes to the Senate. They have a trial. If they're found guilty, they are removed from office. Then Clause 7 here of Article 1, Section 3 says, once they're removed from office, they can be prosecuted. They can be prosecuted for their crimes for which they were impeached. Do you understand? Now, I get it why impeachment is necessary, because you'd have people who, if you just don't like somebody who's in office for whatever reason, they could be actually be doing a good job, but there are people who don't like them. They could be impeaching them for anything and everything, trying to prosecute them for anything and everything. And so there's a way to kind of keep that at bay. But if the person was actually found guilty during the impeachment, then they could be prosecuted. Okay, so it's a pretty simple kind of thing. So how do we understand the term bribery? Well, let's go to Webster's 1828, and here's what we read. The act or practice of giving or taking rewards for corrupt practices. The act of paying or receiving a reward for a false judgment or testimony or for the performance of that which is known to be illegal or unjust. It is applied both to him who gives and to him who receives the compensation, but appropriately to the giver. Okay, so that's the definition that they would have been working with during that time. That's from Noah Webster, 1828, Webster's Dictionary. They would have had that. Now, how did these guys view that? How did they view the corrupt state? Because they really didn't spend a lot of time on bribery per se. They spent some time writing about corruption. Okay, they wrote about corruption. In fact, in the Federalist Papers, there are several sections there that James Madison mentions it. There are several places where Alexander Hamilton mentions it. I'm going to show you a couple of those here in just a second. But in fact, we'll go over here just a second and take a look at it. This is from Federalist 10, and I know the type is going to be very, very small for you guys on the video platform. I won't even bring it up. I'll read it to you. Here's one of the passages that he writes in Federalist 10. This is James Madison, the father of the Constitution. No man is allowed to be a judge in his own cause, because his interest would certainly bias his judgment and not improbably corrupt his integrity. With equal, nay, with greater reason, a body of men are unfit to be both judges and parties at the same time. Yet, what are many of the most important acts of legislation, but so many judicial determinations, not indeed concerning the right of single persons, but concerning the rights of large bodies of citizens? And what are the different classes of legislators, but advocates and parties to the cause which they determine? Is a law proposed concerning private debts? It is a question to which the creditors are parties on one side and the debtors on the other. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/Sons of Liberty Radio. And discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Halfway through here, if you're looking for Bradley Dean, he is doing some things today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, filling in for him. He should be back with you guys tomorrow, 3 o'clock regular time Eastern, and so be looking forward to that. All right, let me finish up what Madison had written here in Federalist 10, just as he's talking about this corruption that goes on. He says, justice ought to hold the balance between them, yet the parties are and must be themselves the judges. And most numerous parties, or in other words, the most powerful faction must be expected to prevail. Shall domestic manufacturers be encouraged, and in what degree? By restrictions or foreign manufacturers? Are questions which would be differently decided by the land and manufacturing classes and probably by neither, with a sole regard to justice and the public good? The appointment of taxes on the various descriptions of property is an act which seems to require the most exact impartiality, yet there is perhaps no legislative act in which greater opportunity and temptation are given to a predominant party to trample on the rules of justice. Every shilling with which they overburden the inferior number is a shilling saved to their own pockets. So people have to look beyond just what's there. Some people talk about a quid pro quo. Sorry, got some things mixed up in my head. The quid pro quo
What is he getting out of it? Well, it's the issue. I got to tell you, it's the issue of you have a state that funds Islamic terrorism. They're known for it. And they want to give the guy in the White House a $400 million plane. Oh, we're just wanting to gift it to you guys. You know, we just want to be kind. I mean, you guys, you're fixing your Air Force One. This will do for that. What person in their right mind is not thinking, and I've seen some of it in the chat from you guys, so you're thinking. What thinking person wouldn't sit there knowing who it's coming from and not think it's a Trojan horse? Or not think it's a gift to get him to go along with whatever they want to get along. By the way, you said, but I thought he was Israel first. Yeah, and you're hearing that narrative going on in the news that he's at loggerheads now with Benjamin Netanyahu. Understand something. Israel has said, we didn't say it, they said it, that Islam is the broom they use to come in and do the things they're doing. You get that? I think this is why, you know, a lot has, look, and I'm not trying to poo-poo anybody who's been hurt or harmed in Israel in any way. I'm not trying to do that. But overall, you know, Al-Qaeda, they haven't attacked Israel. Yeah, but Hamas did. That's what we're told. That's what we're told. There's a lot of question about the whole October 7th as to, I'm not convinced of that. And considering how Mossad works and things of that nature, very much like our CIA, I wouldn't put it past that it's the Mossad doing that. Nevertheless, we're on bribery. Why would a president even contemplate it? Any president with any moral integrity would say, thanks, but no thanks. We can build our own planes. Thank you very much. We can do that. We can do it. Now, that was Madison here. There are several other of the Federalist Papers that I can cite as well. Alexander Hamilton, of all people, in Federalist 69, this is what he said. And this is, you'll recognize this straight out of what we read as he's arguing for how impeachment should be taken on and such. He says, the president of the United States would be liable to be impeached, tried, and upon conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes or misdemeanors, removed from office, and would afterwards be liable to prosecution and punishment in the ordinary course of law. And he talks about them putting this in place so that he is not in the position of the king of Great Britain, where he just does whatever he wants to do with no consequence. He's a law unto himself. Or they don't want him to be like the governors of the state either. So they put these things in place in order to both protect the office, but also open it up that if there is crimes that are going on, that can be dealt with as well. And so he wrote that. That's Federalist number 69. You can go over into Federalist 51 and you will begin to see some of these things as well. And though Madison did not specifically lay out bribery, he did emphasize the importance of checks and balances on this. And what are you seeing now? Now, check this out. Our Constitution is very clear. Let me ask everybody, who is the one to declare war? Who does that? Now, I know some people say, well, it's the president. No, it's Congress. And by the way, the president is not always commander-in-chief. If you go back and you read what's written there, it says when the military, when the militia is called up in the service of the United States, then he becomes commander-in-chief. The reason there's been commander-in-chief so many times with every president for 170 years or so is because they continue to re-up the standing army, the military, every 2 years so that they comply with the Constitution. But again, a lot of the wars that we're involved in and have been involved in, they're corporate or banker wars. They're not really anything that has been to protect the American people, to defend us. Okay? They haven't been there to do that. In fact, we haven't, our Congress has not declared war since World War II. Did you know that? Since World War II, they've not done that. Yet, Congress is willing to somehow pass over the authority that they have been given to the executive branch, something they don't have the authority to do. Because the people said, you have it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I never told them they could have any. I didn't give them any authority. Because as far as I can tell, I don't have authority to build roads. I don't have authority to write legislation. I don't have authority to do any of this other stuff. I don't have it. So it wasn't mine to give. But I'm just saying, this is the standard they hold themselves to. They're the ones who ask for your vote. They're the ones who put their hands on the Bible. They're the ones who swear before God and man. I didn't tell them to do it. I didn't hold a gun to their head and tell them to do it. That's what they wanted to do. And many of them, you know as well as I do, that while they put their hand on the Bible, while they take their oath of office or whatever they're doing, behind their back, they got their fingers crossed. They're already saying, I'm going to do things that are unconstitutional. They've already promoted it in their platforms that they've run on. And so Madison says, if you're going to have this, the best way to do it is checks and balances. Well, the checks and balances don't work if part of those three branches of government are giving the authority they have to another part of the branch of government, doesn't check it. Do you understand? I think it's pretty simple to understand that. It's not hard at all. So with that said, there is some things I want to take you back just a little bit with. And this is dealing with impeachable bribery. I love how these guys come on, you know, all the talking heads, all these smart guys on the conservative side, the liberal side, whatever, all that paradigm crap that you're listening to, okay? They all come on and they'll always talk about when it's their guy, they got to defend their guy, right? Whoever's got the political jersey on, they got to defend him. And what do they always say? You know the phrase, well, I don't think this rises to the level of impeachment. What did we read about impeachment? Let's go back to that before I point this out. Article 2, Section 4. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. Now, that's a pretty serious one right there, right? Selling out the people, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, what's a misdemeanor? What's a misdemeanor? This is a slight breaking of the law. It's small breaking of the law. They can be impeached over it. That's what the text says right there. Everybody wants to talk about this doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Listen, if they break the law in any way, they open themselves up for impeachment. I don't care what the political jersey is, so don't say, oh, you're on Trump. Biden had it. Barack Obama had it. George Bush had it. All the guys before them, many of them had it. They broke the law in various ways at various degrees. And the people didn't hold them accountable. And it just emboldens the next guy who gets in to say, well, I can go a little further with it. Well, I can go a little further with it. I can go a little. The people aren't going to do anything. That's the way they look at it. And in large measure, the people don't do anything except throw their hands up, get mad, get furious, write a bunch of memes, put a bunch of social media posts out there, tell everybody how upset they are over it, and they don't do anything. Well, shame on you if that's all that it leads to. But impeachable bribery is kind of interesting. Treason gets defined in Article 3. Bribery isn't given a definition like that within the Constitution. However, I read for you what they would have understood it to be during that time. Straight from Noah Webster. Yeah, 1828 is beyond the Constitution, but nevertheless, he was a contemporary there. We're going to talk about some of this stuff that's tied with that, and then we're going to look at what the Bible says about it and bring that in here on the other side of the break. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Wow, that went by fast. I don't know why I was thinking we were halfway through. I just said that last time. In any case, let's go back to this for just a second. It was Chief Justice Joseph Story who explained a proper exposition of the nature and limits of this offense, the offense of bribery, can be found in the Anglo-American common law tradition known well to the framers. And then later on in 1716, William Hawkins defined bribery in an influential treatise as, quote, "the receiving or offering of any undue reward by or to any person whatsoever in order to incline him to do a thing against the known rules of honesty and integrity." Now, I want you to keep in mind what we heard about what was going on in Israel and Gaza. You remember that? They can tell you they're not committing genocide, they're not committing ethnic cleansing or all that, all they want to. And I got to tell you, I find it just absolutely heartbreaking that Christians support it. That's what blows my mind, that Christians support that. Nevertheless, he's like, oh, the U.S. is going to take over Gaza. Now, why was that? And then he put out that little video. Do you remember that? All those resorts. Oh, I'm sorry, but he isn't taking any salary from you guys. Nope, he's taking that salary and funding the beast with it. All those unconstitutional agencies like the Homeland Security, isn't that where he sent his last $400,000 check? that's having so much trouble. And I know, I know, guys, oh, it's all these liberal judges. Wait. I happen to pull this up, and I'll have this so you guys can take a look at it. But they listed all of these different judges that have thrown something in the way of Donald Trump. And I'll grant you, some of them probably are activist judges. There probably are. But some of these judges were judges he appointed. Some of them were from Biden. Some of them were appointed by Obama. Some of them were appointed by Reagan. And others who have stepped up and said, nope, can't do this, can't do that, can't do the other. Whatever things he's proposed. And I get some of it's the other, but you can't blame them for that. So with that said, where was I at here? William Blackstone, he's another one that was mentioned. And actually, there's a different guy before that I wanted to get you guys to hear. The thing from William Hawkins, a statement that he read on defining bribery there, that was carried over by many other people. Lord Mansfield said, wherever it is a crime to take, it is a crime to give. They are reciprocal. Okay? So the guy can tell you, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking a plane, or I'm just taking this amount of money, or I'm just taking this land, or whatever the case may be, okay, for himself, and saying, well, I'm not giving anything. Well, not yet, maybe, but that's the hook, isn't it? The hook's in. And when the time comes for the payback, they'll call that little favor in. After Mansfield, William Blackstone confirmed that taking bribes is punished, just as bribery is punishable for, quote, those who offer a bribe, though not taken, and soliciting a bribe as well. The attempt, this is what he said, the attempt is a crime. It is complete on his side who offers it. So obviously you would see that in a domestic. We can't go over to Qatar and do something like that, but we can sure say to the president, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. I don't care how good it looks. See, I was saying this about local law and let me change that. Local police departments, okay, police offices. I was talking about them taking from the feds, you know, these militarized kind of armed tanks, if you will, the Bearcats, the MRAT, whatever they are, you know, years ago under Obama when they were trying to give it to them. Well, it saved us, you know, $500,000 spending. Well, what do you need that for? I'm sorry. Am I missing something? Are there little armies springing up everywhere that you need a armed vehicle? We warned about that there. Why? Because we saw the problem. Yeah, you give it to them, maybe there isn't anything, but the hook's already in. The string was attached to that vehicle when you took it. And make no mistake, the same thing will happen with stuff like this. So what does the Bible have to say about it? Well, the Bible has tons to say about bribery. This is from Amos chapter 5, verse 12. Listen to what the prophet says. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate. What are bribes but to close the eyes of justice? Isn't that what that is? Yeah. And the Bible warns against this over and over and over, all the way back in Exodus chapter 23, verse 8, and you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. That's what it is. We can go on and on with this. Deuteronomy 16, 19, you shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, and you shall not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and subverts the cause of the righteous. That's exactly what it does. Are you telling me, and people want to tell you this with a straight face, that Qatar would give him a $400 million plane with no strings attached? Really? You know, I was born on a day. It wasn't yesterday, though. It wasn't yesterday. And I think most people have the good common sense to see this for what it is, unless you're engaged in that idolatry, and then you will justify it any way you can. Oh, well, he hasn't accepted it. Oh, blah, blah. The offer is there, and he's willing to take it, and he said he's willing to take it. What else does the scripture tell us? A bribe is like a magic stone in the eyes of the one who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Proverbs 17, 18. Proverbs is filled with this kind of talk. The wicked accept the bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice. Bribery is not just a singular crime. It has the potential to affect a multitude of people. And if you're the president of the United States and you're receiving that, you don't think that that guy is going to be conditioned in some way? I got to tell you, with all this stuff that's come out, especially recently over the past year or so, with the influence of Israel in the Congress, and it's been going on for some time, but more and more people are waking up to that as to what's going on. You start to ask, why are we allowing foreign entities to come in and lobby our representatives? Why do we do that? Shouldn't that be against the law? I would think it would be. Because when they come into lobby, you're telling me they're not bribing, they're not gifting. What did we see with, what was it, Jack Abramoff? What did we see with him? I don't know if you guys have seen any of the interviews with that guy, or you watched the movie that was based off, I forget what the name of the film was, that was based off of Abramoff. But he came out and he basically said he had 400-something representatives in his pocket at any time. All he had to do was make a call, they would vote the way he wanted them to vote. What's interesting is those who promote democracy, while we have a democratic process in electing representatives, and even when they vote on legislations, there's some of that transpires there. We're supposed to be a republic. The Constitution is supposed to guarantee that form of government to every state. And yet, what do we got? What does it act like? Does it act like an oligarchy? Does it act like fascism? Yep, that's exactly what it does. Isaiah 1:23, your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. Or as my children say, give me gifts. They say it real fast. Give me gifts. They want gifts. They want luxuries. They want bribes. They want the good life. Boy, I mean, it's like the devil going up there and saying, if you'll just bow down to me, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world and a $400 plane thrown right in. Isaiah says they do not bring justice to the fatherless and the widows. Cause does not come to them. Hang on, we're going to catch up. If you're on the radio and you want to finish this, we'll be on for just a few minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We'll see you guys back here in the morning, 6 a.m., and Bradley will be back with you guys tomorrow, Lord willing, 3 p.m. Eastern. See you then. Okay, want to welcome everybody who's coming over from the radio, and let me just throw this one in here, and I want to read to you a commentary on the issue of bribes as well. Deuteronomy 10. Going back again in the Old Testament, verse 17, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. Can't buy God off. He's the standard, by the way. Not even the Constitution is the standard. The Lord himself is the standard. If he doesn't take bribe, why would we let men who are made in his image, why would we let them take a bribe? Well, we shouldn't. Everybody ought to stand up and say, nope, you can't do this. You can't do this. Matthew Henry, in commenting on Proverbs 17:23, here's what he says. If we would keep a clear conscience and a quiet mind, we must shun all excitements to anger. and a man who affects a style of living above his means goes the way to ruin. There is nothing got by ill designs, and many have paid dear for an unbridled tongue. This speaks very plainly what many wise and good men feel very strongly, how grievous it is to have a foolish, wicked child. I think I lost my place of where I was. Okay, this was not, I don't know why I pulled this up. I'm just like, man, this doesn't look right as to what was going on. Sorry about that. That was my fault. I meant to slide down here to John Gill, not had that up there. John Gill on Proverbs 17:23. He says, a wicked man taketh the gift out of his bosom of another, of a rich man who takes it out from thence and offers it to him as a bribe. This he takes in the most secret manner. Now, they're doing it right out in the open, hoping that it looks like it doesn't have any impropriety because we're just being right out in the open. But that's because the American people don't know the difference. And they've been so pushed into this thing of idolizing a person that many of them aren't going to call it out. They're just going to think it's just another attack on our guy. And many of them think of it that way. But Gil goes on and he says, this he takes in the most secret manner that it might not be seen by others. Through the Arabic version renders it, or though the Arabic version renders it, he that receives a gift in his bosom commits iniquity. It is true of both the giver and the receiver. The one gives out of his bosom and the other takes it from thence and puts it into his own, and both are wicked. And the words are by some rendered, though it seems contrary to the accents, quote, a gift out of the bosom of the wicked he will take. The unjust judge who is bribed with it to pervert the ways of judgment, to turn the course of justice and hinder it from taking place, favoring a bad cause and pronouncing a wrong sentence, which is resting judgment. What's the one thing that God is really known for? God is love. I know a lot of people would jump to that one. But God is known by the judgments that he executes. When you go over and you read Isaiah, I think it's in Isaiah 66. That's what I want to say it was. It talks about the fact that men don't learn from his grace. They learn from his judgments. Now, his people begin to learn from his grace, but they first learn by his judgments. He is a just and holy God. He can't be bought off. He can't be bribed. Your gold and silver, your fiat money, your cryptocurrency, or whatever you got, it ain't going to buy God off. He's a just and a righteous and a holy judge. And anybody that seeks to take a position of authority needs to mimic the just and holy and righteous judge in their actions and in their words. They need to do that. You say, why is this such a big deal? Well, I can tell you because, you know, we played, and I'll put this up in the archive later. For those of you who have not seen this, I'll just pop it up here on the screen. If you've not seen this video here, Bankster's Paradise, it's 20 minutes. You really ought to see it. Do yourself a favor. You'll go back to the 90s. You'll see who owns this guy. It's the bankers and Israel. Those are the two guys that own him the most that I see. And you'll see it. You'll hear the words out of the banker's own mouths.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said.
Don't know why that went on. I guess we had a replay there. Sorry about that. It's in there. It'll show you how they basically pulled him back from the brink of destruction. Okay? But one of the issues that comes up is the mindset of Donald Trump in doing whatever he wants to do. Now, I'm just going to play this for you because, again, Article 2 is pretty short. Let me see if I can bring that up here real quick. Article 2, coming up here, I just want to take you over just to show you how short it is. This is really the president's, here's his job description right there. That's it. That's all it is right there. Article 2. Okay. That's what he has to do. And most of this is stuff that happens on occasion. It's not something happening every day. Okay? So those things are there. But Trump has told us that Article 2 lets him do whatever he wants to do. Well, where did he say that, Tim? I don't remember him saying all that. Okay. All right, you got your ears on? I just want to make sure you got your ears on. Okay. This is Donald Trump several times telling you that he can do whatever he wants. Article 2 lets him do whatever he wants.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
It's a thing called Article 2. Nobody ever mentions Article 2.
More importantly, Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want. Article 2 would have allowed me to fire him.
So it sounds
but
like
I wasn't going to fire. You know why? Because I watched Richard Nixon go around firing everybody, and that didn't work out too well.
But so now he's firing everybody,
simply,
allegedly.
Article 2 would allow me to do.
I could have done anything I wanted. I don't even bring it up because we don't even get there. Absolutely, I have Article 2.
It gives me all of these rights at a level that nobody has ever seen before. We don't even talk about Article 2. So they ruled no collusion, no obstruction.
Okay, yeah, I know it's from the Washington Post, CIA-controlled Washington Post. I get it, but there he is saying it. There he is saying it. And I think this is why you have to be careful with this and you have to point it out. This is not just for Donald Trump. Yeah, you're right. He doesn't have any rights. He's been given certain authority to do things on behalf of the people who have rights. The people have rights. Nowhere in Article 2 do you see the word rights. It's not there. He has certain delegated authority to do certain things to serve the people. That's it. But you hear him talking, and he's talking like he's a king. He can just do whatever he wants. Remember when he was on the campaign trail? I can just go in, and I can make the DOJ do this, and I can do this, and it's going to be so easy. And then when you see him do the things he's doing, it's not so easy, is it? He's a marketer. He's here to sell you something. In fact, if you've really paid attention over the past, since he was elected, you'll see the shift. You'll see the shift in the narrative that's been portrayed there. And that is, we're tearing down the old order to institute a new one. And none of the MAGA people blinked. Well, wait a minute. Some of them did. Someone blinked and saw it and said, "Oh, wait a minute, this isn't what we were. Now, we tried to warn people, but many of them said, "Whoa, wait a minute, this is not where we want to go." And I know a lot of people think, well, he's doing this so he can get us back to Republic. Well, then why is he pushing something like stablecoin? That's not constitutional. Why is he engaging in some of the other things that he's engaging in? Why is he being smacked down here and there just because he didn't like what somebody said, what they protested? Look, it's a given people in this country are going to disagree on things. I had a friend the other day say, "Oh, Tim, you act like you don't respect other people because they disagree." It's not that I don't respect people made in the image of God, but I don't have to respect an opinion that's at odds with the law. I don't have to respect that any more than I have to respect another religion that claims it's the way to God when the Bible clearly says Jesus said he was the way to God and the only way. No man comes to the Father but through him. I can respect the person who's made in the image of God. I don't have to respect the opinion that goes against what God has said. I don't have to do that. Neither do you. But you need to keep this on the forefront because bribes is how all this stuff's coming in anyway. When Thomas Massie talked about the AIPAC babysitters, are you telling me those guys aren't being bribed? Getting little gifts, going to lunches, golf outings, vacations, cars. You know how it works. It's not anything new. It's old. My goodness, I was reading it from Exodus. It's not anything new. Now, I'll tell you. People say, "Tim, why, instead of complaining, why don't you pray for him?" I do pray for him. I pray for him that God would turn his heart, direct it the way it's going to go. For the glory of God, not for the glory of Donald Trump. As of yet, that's not happened. And so what are people to do? They're to hold him accountable. whether he's a believer or non-believer is irrelevant to that. He is to uphold the law. And if a man is willing to engage in taking very expensive gifts like this from known terrorist-funded states like Qatar, there's a real problem there. Now, just with the information I presented, and there's probably people who have a lot more stuff that they can pull from and they can show you on down. They could probably take hours and show you, you know, everything else. I figured this is pretty simple. It keeps it pretty basic. Considering all these things, the Bible, the history, and our Constitution, the acceptance of this plane should raise a serious concern with you. It should raise a serious concern with anybody who's going to be honest. It really should. The value, the potential personal benefit, and the context of businesses that Donald Trump has in the Middle East, all right, should be understood as a potential bribe, if not an outright bribe. And I think it's an outright bribe. I think it's being done right in the open because people just, they don't know. And they're pulled in so many directions with so many news stories and non-news stories and their life and trying to make ends meet and pay their taxes and do all this stuff. They're so busy, they can't focus on a single thing. And that's why we're being defeated, by the way. That's why we're being defeated. It's by design. It's a confusion by design, throwing all this stuff at us. Information junkies. They used to call them political junkies. Now it's just, we just have information junkies. You still have the political junkies too, but a lot of people are just information junkies. Got information, I got information. And what happened? Let me ask you something. When you eat a bunch of food and you don't go to the bathroom, what happens? Not to be gross, you get constipated, right? You need to get this stuff out of your system or it's going to poison you, right? Well, what happens when you continually are taking in information day after day after day after day and you're never putting it out? What does that do to you? Yeah, I think it's a constipation of the mind. And that needs to be cleared out so that we can focus on the things we need to focus on. This is one of many. But it's been sort of a story that's out there, and yet we hear all this other stuff. This is going on right in the Middle East. Right in the Middle East. And if you don't think this has ties to business dealings he's doing, maybe even including Gaza, I don't know, then I think you're not thinking this thing through. And this needs to stop. The Bible condemns it. The Constitution condemns it. God himself condemns it. Why are the people even entertaining it? Why is Donald Trump entertaining it? You have to ask that question. And why are these people wanting to give him this luxury palace in the sky? It's not because they're good people, good-hearted people. They just want to do this for Donald Trump. You know that's not the reason. You know it. Yet it's being entertained. The people ought to be rising up and saying no to this, along with some other things that are going on in our country as well. But this is one of them. Hopefully this is helpful. You guys can dig a little further in what you're doing here, and you can look into the bribery. You can look into some of the history. I'm going to have some of these links here. Yeah, free golf had happened in the first term. In fact, there was more money. If I recall correctly, we covered that. There was more money spent on Donald Trump's golf trips in one term than there were in two of Barack Obama. And again, this is kind of what I'm saying to the people when they get in this right-left paradigm thing, when they get pulled to their favorite political jersey. John Adams said it was a great evil he saw that would come from that. And you've got 1 month, or you got 1 year, everybody's on Barack Obama for going golfing so much. But when Trump gets in office and goes and spends far more money than Obama did and golfs more than Obama did, Obama had two terms, They were all illegitimate because he's not a natural born citizen. You can see my show on that. I'll show you how to see it. It's not hard. And then he has one where it's like that. You got to hold him to the same standard. If you're not going to do that, then all's lost anyway, because you don't care about upholding the law and you're not conforming to the image of Christ, who would uphold the law. You say you don't allow bribes. You just don't allow that. All right. Bradley will be with you guys, I guess, Lord willing, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll see you guys in the morning. We're going to be looking at the virtuous woman tomorrow. We're looking at the immoral woman this morning. We're going to look at the virtuous woman in the morning, Lord willing. So we'll see you guys bright and early, 6 a.m. Talk to you then.